Check us out. You're listening to the Hill of Beans podcast, a podcast about nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill, and my co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. And we hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. So I was late on the way over here. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I saw a garage sale sign.
Oh, what'd you find?
Dude, it was awesome.
What? Why?
It was this whole, it was like this four bay garage of junk.
Yeah.
I was like in junk heaven.
Yeah.
I still have a junk high right now.
No. You know, I'm not shocked with you because you like vintage stuff and you finding like really good deals.
Yeah. I left with, like, I couldn't carry any more stuff.
You really did buy stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like, they had vintage clothes that are like $1.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Okay, are you going to wear some? Are you going to sport it? Or are you going to sell it?
I found this vintage, like, 1980s Phillies jacket.
Yeah.
I might wear that if it fits, but I haven't tried it on yet.
Okay.
But some of the other stuff I got, I'll just resell, but... yeah, there was a bunch of stuff and they were continuing to bring boxes of stuff out. So I told them I'll probably be back tomorrow.
Are you serious? Where? By my house?
Where it is. It's my secret honey hole. I'll say this. It's close to my house.
Okay.
Downtown Greenwood.
Okay. Well, I might head that way after this.
I will tell you. Well, by the time
was there anything I'd like? Do they have golf clubs?
Golf balls? I think there was stuff there.
Really?
There was like every, basically they, cause I was talking to the guy and he was like, or one of the people in charge of the garage sale. And he was like, yeah, my dad, is in real estate. So he buys these houses all the time and we got to clean them out.
Wow.
And so that's where a lot of this stuff came from.
Okay.
He's like, we've got so much stuff. We just got to get rid of it. So it's like super cheap prices. Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm going to have to check it out.
There was pretty much a little bit of everything.
So I just want a ninny hammer.
can you elaborate?
So don't be such a ninny hammer. It's not rocket science.
Are you calling me a ninny hammer?
Yeah, do you know what a ninny hammer is?
I do not.
Okay, so yeah. I just used it in a sentence. Like, don't be such a ninny hammer. It's not rocket science.
A whiny baby? Is that what that means?
It means a foolish or simple-minded person.
Oh.
Oh.
A lot of ninny hammers out on social media.
Yeah, ninny hammer. Put that one in your pocket. So I think we're talking today about the funny words out there that people use, right?
Like ninny hammer?
Ninny hammer.
Okay. So where did you get these words from?
You know, I just went and did some digging like I normally do and thought these are funny words.
Okay. All right. Let's hear them.
All right. Just don't be a ninny hammer.
Well, I do, have my days of being a ninny hammer. That's for sure.
Yeah, you do. All right. So do you know what a cattywampus is?
A cattywampus. That's a
listeners.
Isn't that another name for?
I wonder right now. Do our listeners know what a cattywampus is?
Isn't that another name for a big girl?
I don't think
actually,
so.
Try again. When I've heard that term, it was sort. From what I remember hearing it, it was like. You got your fishing line all cattywampus or like tangled up or something. Is that what?
Oh, you're close. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Like out of alignment or something.
Yeah. So it is like out of alignment and, in a diagonal position. So you're close. Yeah.
Okay.
The picture frame was hanging all cattywampus on the wall, making the room look crooked.
Yeah, it'll do that. You know what sucks is I live in a really old house, right?
Right.
So you can use a level and hang a picture on the wall, but the walls aren't straight.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So you, when you hang stuff in my house, sometimes you got to angle it a little bit to where it looks like it's straight.
Right. Or like you have to, and you know, off center the nail to one side of the back where it hangs. So that way it's balanced, right? Yeah. Because the walls are, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now, I'm sure you got to know this one. Bamboozlement.
Oh, bamboozled. It means you got fooled.
Yes. And I am so tired of the bamboozlement in this world.
Yeah, there's a lot of bamboozlement going on out there.
So much. I'm frustrated. Are you?
Yeah, it's rather annoying.
We should write a law about bamboozlement.
Yeah, dealing with social media and... because I do a lot of my clothing business online. It's like there's always people trying to rip you off and bamboozle you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm over it. All right. So what if I said I need to noodle over this problem for a while before I can come up with a solution?
Did you say noodle?
I need to noodle over it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with think about it.
How'd you guess?
Yeah, I'm always constantly noodling about this podcast.
Me too. We're always noodling. I mean, why? I'm so excited. We are definitely going to be bringing the noodle word into this, into the Hill of Beans.
Higgledy piggledy, meaning in a disorderly or chaotic manner, which is this podcast.
This is, right?
Okay. After the kids finished playing, the room was left in a higgledy-piggledy mess.
Right. You know what's so funny about that word is it's so hard to say. Why would you say it?
Yeah. It says it's derived from Middle English, possibly influenced by similar sounding words like higgly-piggly or hugger-mugger.
Yeah, I'm just going to say higgly-piggly because all the L's and the E's and the D's and the Y's is just messing me up.
Well,
and yeah. I picture it's like this. The room was higgly piggly.
I think you could get away with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying it that way.
I did. Yeah.
Well, they did
say. I feel like that's a person, like they would say it like that.
Yeah. They're saying it could have possibly been influenced by higgly piggly. So I don't know if higgly piggly has a different meaning than higgledy piggledy.
It does. Yeah. But I just can't. Since I can't pronounce that, then we just say it the other way.
Safe.
Yeah. But what if I told you to stop lollygagging?
Lollygagging means stop dragging your feet.
Yeah.
Pick up the pace.
Do you use that word? Lollygag?
A lot.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. Tell me when.
Well, I say it to my kids all the time.
Oh, you do? You tell them they're lollygagging?
Yeah.
Cut it out. Get moving.
It's like, come on, man. We're burning daylight. Uh-huh. Get your shoes on. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the word ballyhoo?
Ballyhoo. I've heard
the
it
company's
before.
Ballyhoo, for its new product, made it seem like the solution to all our problems.
Say that again.
The company's ballyhoo for its new product made it seem like the solution to all our problems.
Ballyhoo. I don't know. I've heard it before, but I just can't recall.
So I think that we could really use this word because it is ballyhoo means exaggerated or sensational promotion or publicity.
Okay.
So I feel like when we have anonymous, you know, the anonymous person that works here on the Hill of Beans speak, you know, that is a exaggerated sensational promotion.
Okay. Gotcha. So basically it's sugar coating.
Oh yeah, totally. Well, and I like ballyhooing. I think it's fun. What about, all right, let's see if our listeners will know this one. Gobbledygook. 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 Do you know what it means?
Gobbledygook. I do not.
Listeners, do you know what it means? Would you like me to use it in a sentence? Well, I'm so happy to...
Gobbledygook. Okay, if I had to guess, gobbledygook is like a mess of something. Like a cesspool.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
Would you like me to use it in a sentence? You're still not there.
Yes.
No, yes. We're not there yet. All right. The manual was full of technical gobbledygook, leaving the new employees scratching their heads.
Okay, so stuff you don't understand.
Yes, language that is meaningless or difficult to understand.
Did you know in the dictionary next to women, a synonym is gobbledygook?
No, it's not. That is totally next to the man. Let's get real.
Gobbledygook.
Now listen to this. It was coined, now since, you know, we talk politics sometimes, it was coined by Maury Maverick, a former U.S. representative, in 1944 as a term for bureaucratic language.
I'll tell you what. Being in politics, there's a lot of gobbledygook.
Right?
Because there's a lot of times I'm reading stuff and I'm just like, well, in a lot of things, you know, that gets presented to you in an ordinance or resolution or whatever, when it, you know, it's all legal. There's so much legal jargon in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe jargon's a synonym for that gobbledygook, because I deal with gobbledygook a lot.
So here's my thing is, like, when I was going through, like, these words, you know, what makes them funny to me, right? To me, the sound of them makes it funny. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you agree? Yeah,
I agree 100%.
Okay. So then
I'm going to hit this list you gave me. I'm going to keep it and start using
these. Yeah. Dude, we got to start totally plugging this in, right?
Because I could totally, at a council meeting, be like, what's all this gobbledygook?
Yeah.
I'm tired of the gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Speak to me in layman's terms.
Can you bring this down to a fifth grade reading level, please?
Dumb it down. Actually, I think in council meetings before, I have used the term dumb it down, please.
Yeah, right?
Can you dumb that down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No need. Like, I mean, come on. You have people out there that can say it very, you know, instrumentally in a very simplistic way without big words, but they choose to use these words that people don't understand, the majority of people, and then the message isn't even coming through clear. So, right? Like, just make it simple when communicating. Right.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to anymore, I want to start using these words because they're fun.
The thing I've learned about politicians and a lot of bureaucrats is they will use all this fancy language to cover up the fact that they really don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because when you dissect it all and you cut through the vocabulary to what they're trying to say, a lot of times it's just all bullshit.
Right. And I think they do that to throw you off and sound. Yeah,
exactly.
Because if it sounds good, like if it's way above your head, it must be right.
Because if you have an extensive vocabulary, you can come across as very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you are.
Right. Sometimes you're just like, you're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. So nincompoop. You big nincompoop.
That one I hear used more often probably than any of the other ones I've heard so far.
When you got picked on when you were little, did people call you nincompoop?
I never heard. When I was growing up, kids never used it, but it was always adults.
Yeah. Like
my grandparents probably called me a nincompoop a lot.
So you know what it means.
Yeah.
Now for the listeners, if you don't, it is a foolish or stupid person. Oh, I've been a nincompoop a lot. Where I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, why? Why were you a nincompoop? Why did you not think before you talked? Why?
A lot of times when we're doing this podcast, I look over and I'm like, Casey, you're being a nincompoop.
You big nincompoop. All right. What about, listen, just skedaddle.
That means get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
My parents and grandparents told me that all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's American slang from the mid-19th century.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Oh, yeah, so your grandparents told you to skedaddle?
Oh, yeah, they told me to skedaddle all the time. Grandparents, my parents.
Like, get out of here, kid.
Yeah, like, go outside.
Mm-hmm. I do use that word often, actually, now that I think about it, like, with Willow and stuff. And, like, there's days, like, where she wants to be, like, right on top of me. And I'm like, girl, skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – I probably use it a lot with my kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what about the word fuddy-duddy?
Fuddy-duddy?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that means someone that if you call someone a fuddy-duddy, it means they're kind of a clown or they don't – maybe not very intelligent.
Okay. You're not right yet. Nope. No, you're not. Nope.
What was it? Fuddy-duddy?
Mm-hmm. No,
is that what it was? Fuddy-duddy?
Fuddy-duddy.
That's what I thought it meant.
Okay. Do you want me?
So I've probably been using it in the wrong context.
Right. Yeah. Do you want me to say it in a sentence?
Yes.
Okay. My grandfather is a real fuddy-duddy when it comes to technology. He still prefers his typewriter over a computer.
So I would say someone's set in their ways.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, kind of. Okay, so they're old-fashioned and unimaginative.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I was close. I was warm.
You were warm. You were warm. And I bet because it's such an odd word that you can use it however you want.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right? What you got over there?
What?
What kind of words you got over there?
One word on this list I was looking at was... brouhaha.
Oh, brouhaha.
Which I think there's two brouhahas. There's one that's spelled this way, B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A, and also the brouhaha, which is B-R-E-W-H-A-H-A.
But when I think of brouhaha, I think of beer.
Yeah, like in college, or if someone's like, yeah, I'm having a brouhaha, it means usually they're having a keg or a party.
Right.
Also, but then...
Is that right?
Well, that's the B-R-E-W.
Okay.
The definition here of B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A, brouhaha, means a noisy and overexcited reaction to something trivial.
So use it in a sentence.
The brouhaha over the missing office stapler reached epic proportions with accusations flying left and right.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
Means they were overreacting to, someone getting all bent out of shape and accusing people of stealing their stapler when the reality is it's just a stapler. I mean, who knows what happened to it? It can be replaced.
You know? Uh-huh.
Meaning where that person probably... contacted.
Could you take that word right now?
Supervisor.
I think that's a tough word, but could you look at me right now and in your own sentence use it?
Bruja?
Yeah.
I'd be like, Casey. let me think here for a minute. Okay, I'd be like, Casey, I'm sorry you didn't get invited to girls' night. I mean, you're making a bit of a brouhaha about it.
Okay, so like you're being ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And
I'm asking because I really want to start using these words.
Yeah. I didn't even know the brouhaha. I never really heard that before.
Hmm.
I've always just heard brouhaha, people talking about party.
Yeah. And where did that originate from?
France. Oh. French. It's a French
word. Totally makes sense.
Okay. The next one on my list here is nincompoop. Did we already talk about that one?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Nincompoop. You know what that is, right?
Like dum-dum. Oh, wait. We did talk about nincompoop.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was.
So edit that out.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is. All right. The next word on my list is bum fuzzle.
Bum fuzzle?
Yeah.
Can I ask for a spelling, please?
Spelling. B as in boy. U, M as in Mary. F as in F U. It's B-U-M-F-U-Z-Z-L-E.
Bum fuzzle. So I would picture that that word is like, hey, you bum fuzzle, cut it out. And then bum fuzzle would be like, hey, you dumb dumb kind of word.
No.
Oh. Is it a fuzzy on your bum?
You mean like in the Charmin Bear commercials?
Is it toilet paper?
No.
It kind of could be. That could be a brand for toilet paper. Bum fuzzle.
Well, that's not the definition.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
The magician's sleight of hand left the audience thoroughly bum fuzzled. The magician's sleight of hand left the audience thoroughly bum-fuzzled.
Like, wow. Or confused.
Yes, confused.
Confused, okay.
Bum-fuzzled. Like,
bum-fuzzled.
Sometimes I love making social media posts that leave people bum-fuzzled.
Yeah. Isn't this exciting? Because
sometimes I'll post something being... purposely being stupid or saying something that's incorrect or whatever. And people be like, you know, that's not right. Or what are you talking about? And I do it on purpose.
You know what this episode's going to be called?
Bumfuzzled.
No.
Welcome to our Bumfuzzled
The podcast. H of B's dictionary.
That would be, yeah, that's a good word. Uh-huh. Bumfuzzle would be a good name for a podcast.
Yeah, it would.
Or a band.
Even oh, yeah.
Be a band.
I mean, I really like the sound of that word.
I'm the lead singer of Bum Puzzle.
Yeah. No, I am.
Okay. I'm on drums. okay. So next down the list, did we do bamboozle?
You know what? Hey, let's go ahead and wrap this episode up. And then we got to go take a lunch break. And then we'll come back with more words for the Hill Beans dictionary.
Okay. Where are we going?
Dude, girl gotta eat.
Okay, are you putting
on? No, I never buy.
Tab?
No. Yes. All right, so listen. You guys, we're doing a two-part episode here, so we're gonna take a little break and then get us on the next episode with the HOB's new dictionary. Oh yeah, don't forget to subscribe and give us a thumbs up and download the podcast and join our Facebook group. Email us, hobeans@gmail.com. Peace.